Good morning, Bucks County. So today's Motivational Monday. I'm bringing you a little bit of difference today. So I'm going to discuss a little bit about my past, just a tiny bit, because I've got this woman coming on this morning. Her name is Shay, and she's an incredible motivational speaker. She has done so many things. So many wonderful things for so many people out there, and I didn't think I could get her on, but I did. She's actually coming on this morning at 10 a.m. So, but I really wanted to tell you a little bit about me before we get into this. So, I was an avid runner for many, many years. I used to do cross country, and I ran long distance everywhere. Going back 20 plus years ago, I would run 100 mile weeks. I ran and I ran, and I loved it. I loved the adrenaline and the endorphins, and it just made me so much easier to deal with as far as everything around me at that time. It was a rough time, and I ran because it helped. It gave me clarity. It gave me control. I could do what I wanted for as much as I wanted, and I could run 5 miles, I could run 10 miles, I could run 20. And I ran for years and years, and over the course of running the farm, which was many years of that, 10 plus years, once I got into that, I did not get into the physical activity because I was working so hard on the farm. I just didn't have time to run anymore. So I gave it up. Exercise in general was really tough to fit in because I was working. You'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, have to go down to the barn, take care of 30 horses, take care of the property, take care of people. It was nonstop. It was around the clock, 24 hours a day. And I did that for years, and it destroyed me. And it destroyed relationships. And running, if I could have maybe stayed within that physical exercise and getting out and hiking and running, doing those things, maybe things wouldn't have happened the way they did. But it's the past, and we cannot live in our past. We have to move forward. Shay is a mover. She helps you move forward. And she motivates you, which she has motivated me. Which brings me to the fact that running is the way we met. And she has motivated me to get back into it, to start lifting, to start running, to start looking at life differently. She's an amazing, incredible woman. And I just can't, what do I say about this woman? She has an incredible past, which she's going to share on the show. We'll be discussing running, how she's got to where she is, her motivational speaking that she does, and how we met. So, and she's going to go into that. But one of the things that I'd like to do is she has a YouTube channel. She has an Instagram. She's out there every day motivating people. And one of the things that on her, one of her videos that she did for our group, which she'll talk about, it's the Fat Girl Running Group. And I'm proud to be a member of it. So I'm going to quote Shay this morning. And she will really get into this conversation. I can see she's going to speak her mind, speak everything that she believes in. She's a powerful, powerful woman. So Shay did this video just a couple days ago. And I'm going to read it to you. I wrote it down. And so here it goes. I play my music loud. I mean, so loud you'd think a few cars are pulling up with their windows down loud. But no, it's just me. Music and music in its loudness lifts me. Save your rebuke about my eardrums. I'm aware of the risks. I like my music loud and my oatmeal lumpy. Back to my music. While on my morning run, I was listening to a song I love, and I was just getting to the place where I'm on the stage and the lead singer in front of 10,000 people, and it's my time to shine. Yes, I have an amazing imagination. I have my mic in hand, and I'm about to belt it out. When the music stops, I don't know why. I come to a halt and I look down at the spinning circle that lets me know that my music isn't going to play for a while, or until it gets good and ready. I can run without music and do it all the time, but I can't run when I am brutally stopped by my inspiration falling out from under me. I was at the tail end of my run. I was floating on the pavement. I was flojoing it, for real. So when it stopped, I stopped. I was mad. It felt like someone robbed me of my climax. I'm standing there fiddling with my phone and looking mad as hell for about 2 minutes. Enough. I want to finish my run. I want to finish strong. I want to finish dancing on the air of my run. So I slid my phone in my pocket. I looked up and took off and sang to myself. That's right. I sang to my MFing self. Now, those of you who know me know that though I declare I sound like a mashup of Whitney and Mariah, I sound more like a not well goat or maybe calf. Whatever it is, it's not good. But Jesus loves it. So I tell myself, back to my run. I finished differently than I had planned and purposed, differently than I had anticipated, but I finished. With a pep in my step and a record deal, I can't stop, I'm on a roll. The point is, we have to be flexible with ourselves and surroundings. We have to be flexible with the process. It more likely than not is going to have moments you never anticipated, or for that matter, want. But it, life, will always require flexibility on your part. It will always require you to pivot as you move and go. It will require you to change within the new condition or a demand. It's those of us that are willing to change and flex that live and thrive. The unexpected is inevitable. The things that throw you off beat are gonna happen. Learn to move your feet to your own beat, and when necessary, sing your own song, even if off key. I do it all the time. My friends love, hate it, but it keeps me going. It helps me not lose my rhythm. Sing, damn it, sing. That is quoted from Shay. Like I said, she's this incredible woman. She is a motivator, and she has stories. Her past, her present, her future. This woman has a lot going on. And I need you all to keep an eye on her. She will be coming on in a couple hours. And I don't know how long our conversation's going to go. But we have a lot to talk about. She has a lot to talk about. If I would have known her 20 years ago, things may be a little different today. But, you know, I ran that farm and it ran me down. But running was a savior before the farm, and now after so many years of getting involved with different businesses that I've had, running can be my savior again. Shay can be my savior. Like so many of you out there that are listening, you all are my saviors, because I believe in everybody, and I believe the so many of you can help each other as you all can help me. So stay tuned, and we will be talking to Shay shortly. It's Motivational Monday today, and guess who's coming? It is Shay. Shay from Charlotte, North Carolina. She is coming on in just a few minutes, and we will absolutely love what she has to say. This is not a practiced speech. This is a just go for it all. We're just gonna get on here and just talk. Whatever comes out, comes out. So there's going to be a surprise for all of us. I'm not sure exactly what we're gonna get into, but she is a motivational mover, and she will guarantee to make you smile, make you cry, and make you love her more. So in just a few minutes here, I should say actually a few seconds, I'm gonna give her a call. Okay, people. Okay, everybody, Bucks County and beyond. Let's give a call in to Shay. She'll pick up here. I'm a couple minutes early.
Hey there, this is Shay. Sorry okay. I missed you. You know I look forward to speaking with you. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
She's not there. Let's give her a call back.
I look forward to hearing how you're changing the world. Peace.
Okay, everybody. Let's give her another try. Let's see if Shay's home or she's out running. Maybe she's just getting home from a run. Let's give her a call. Second time's a charm, right? I know she'll pick up. She might have just got back. She's out there. She's out there hitting those roads. She's in the street all the time. She's out there running, motivating people.
Hey there, this is Shay.
Okay, second time. Not a go. We'll give it three. Three times a charm, everyone. But I know she's extremely busy, so I completely understand if she's not available for a few more minutes, but... we'll see. Maybe she's going to give me a call back here in just a moment. And let's pause for a second here. And we will give her a shout out soon.
Wasn't, so I apologize.
No worries. Anyway, I've got you on now. So it's going to be an interesting once I put everything together and splice it together. It'll be good. But anyway, so Shay, this is Martha. I'm from Bucks County Bites, and we have known each other for a little bit now. So I really wanted to have you on this because, you know, this is new for me. You know, I lost my business and I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do with myself. So what I came up with is to do this podcast and try to connect to other people with businesses, individuals, and how they're going through this pandemic, you know, what they've done to change, how they're motivating themselves, and all these issues that everybody's having. And one of the great things when, you know, I found you, and you can tell people, you know, how we did find each other, but we're on this group, you know, this fantastic group. And I
love it.
Look back at, it was August of last year is when I joined. And the Fat Girls Running Club.
The Fat Girl Running Facebook group. I might have joined it, I don't know, maybe like 2017, 2018.
Oh,
my
wow.
running coach in Charlotte, she told me about it.
You've been there a while.
Well, not really. I was a peripheral looker, you know, like I looked at it and certainly enjoyed the post and gleaned inspiration, but just, you know, was moseying about my life, just trying to live. And my coach, she went to one of the, my running coach through our group here called, I think, Run for Your Life.
Okay.
She went to one of Myrner's, kind of running retreat that was, I believe, out in Utah or something. And so she was singing her praises, and she's like, man, have you ever heard of this girl? And I hadn't.
No, you know, I never heard of her either. You know, and that's the reason I think I heard her name somewhere, and then I heard the Murnivator. I'm like, what's this? And then I found the IG, Instagram, and I went on there. I'm like, huh? Wait a minute. This woman's a runner. And I'm like, she's doing these long runs. This is incredible. Just, it was a motivational mover for me. And then I saw that she had this Fat Girls Running Club, and I got in and I got accepted. And like, it was the best thing that happened for me last year. It really motivated me. And it keeps me motivated to this day. But then I see, like I said, when I found you, like this woman runs and she talks. she's talking while she's running, and you're doing this live feed, and it's wait a minute, I don't know anybody else that can do that.
Thank you for thinking that. That's amazing. I just was talking to my husband. I was like, I'm a hot mess, you know, and he goes, honey, I think you're way more together than you actually think you are.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, it is, first of all, I just want to say a couple of things to the group, Myrna. So I love the content. I love the people that she works hard to curate to let in this group. I mean, a group of 16,000 people, and there truly are very few.
16,500.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Which is a phenomenal number. And what is more phenomenal than just a stupid number is they are so vigilant in making sure it is a protected, safe, inclusive, inspiring environment. And you got to be diligent for that. Otherwise, you're going to have jerks that pop up all over the place.
You don't want that. Yes.
Right. So it's pretty powerful not to just have those numbers, but to have such a rigorous group of people who are active and who are seeking to inspire and lift other people, right? You can't mess around with that. So it's kind of like, I call it like the Trader Joe's group of Facebook for me.
That's awesome.
You know, like you go into Trader Joe's, you feel good when you go into Trader Joe's. I worked at Trader Joe's years ago, and I know from the inside, they work hard to ensure that you know, when you go to Trader Joe's, you leave happy.
Oh, yeah.
That is not by accident. That's not by accident. They are very vigilant.
They work hard at that.
They work hard. You don't get a job at Trader Joe's if you're going to be a jerk. I mean, of course, there's always a couple handful of people who just slide up underneath the radar that you're like, how did that happen?
Exactly. I know.
But by and large.
She worked hard in that. She's worked hard in that group to get it where it is. And she's got to have the administrator people to help out with it, too, to keep it that way. She's gonna,
right.
No, she's, I don't know how many people she has monitoring, but she's got a few in there to keep
they
it.
They do.
Yeah.
And then what I love about the group is that it is a group run by a Black woman.
Yes.
And she's a Black woman who
powerful
does not look like
Black
what we have told, a very powerful Black woman, but she's a Black woman who we know she's powerful.
Yeah.
But she is not anything what the athletic world says an athlete is. And
that's,
she has single-handedly turned what an athlete looks like on its head. You know, she is a big, fat, black woman.
And she's all proud of it.
She's proud of her body.
She's proud of herself, and she's proud of what she does. And that's what everybody can relate to, because, you know, she's been on television, national, she's been all over. And she's got all these people that sponsor her. And I'm talking like L.O.B., R.E.I., people in the sports industry.
Patagonia, yep.
But she does these, you know, going back. She's an ultra runner. But, you know, when she did the New York City Marathon, and I found her, and I was able to track her. And I posted in there in the group for this, too. I tracked her. I got the app, and I was able to watch her on the app. And I was like, this is unbelievable. She's in there. She's doing it. And she finished. And I think she even had a little bit of an injury during it. But she continued, and she got it done. That was inspirational and so moving to me. I'm like, and I just, like, I worship the ground you walk on. I worship the ground she walks on. And everybody that's doing and just keeps fighting the fight.
Yeah.
Keep moving and going.
Absolutely.
That's what
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's. I mean, I'm just like so excited that I met you through there.
Thank you.
And just, you know, and I've read about you, and I've researched you, and I've checked your website. I've been like, wow, how, you know, why? How did we meet? I'm not sure how this happened.
Right. Well, I mean, here's the powerful part, the reason, so that this doesn't just come off like ode to Myrna. The reason why this is so powerful to pause and acknowledge this is, A, I want to bow to any good I see going on in this world, right?
Yes.
We cannot take this for granted. Any good, any person that I see pushing the needle towards love, pushing the needle towards what is right and good, we need to say thank you, right? Because we now see, we see people who don't do that, and we also see the effects of it. And so it is. And when you real, the older you get, the beauty of getting older and being blessed with living any kind, I don't care if it's 35, 36, 40, is that you know that life is short. You start understanding that this clock is ticking. Even if you live to be 120 years old, that is a blip on the continuum of time. So now, whatever days you occupy and space you sit in, you sit in with a great sense of power and a great sense of intention. I am not messing around with this life that I've been given. So that is a bit of why I want to sing the praises, and why we do want to pause and say, Myrna, we see you. Don't stop doing it. Because anybody who's doing good in this world, we want to pause.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to say is the reason why we are pausing and kind of having this ode to Myrna too, is because the connectivity that it has fostered in so many of our lives. So it brought you and me together. We've never met in person.
No,
we've only met through the interweb. This is the brilliance of life, right? We can actually connect with people who we've never shared the same airspace with. We've never breathed in the same room, but we can connect, and we can actually find ourselves to be kin right there.
Absolutely.
That's
I feel spiritually connected to you and the people in there, like Myrna. I feel connected to her because of what she's trying to do, and I feel that. I feel the power behind it. She has made a huge movement, and we continue to show that to other people. You know, she started this movement, and we continue to, you know, bring other people into it, help other people.
Which is the third thing. So the first thing is bowing to any good you see. The second thing is the connectivity it brings in our lives, the connection. And then the third thing that it has brought to me, why we did this ode, is because now in our own individual spaces, what are we doing? What are we doing to promote it? What are we doing to push the needle, right?
Right, exactly.
So that is what it did for me. Like, so honestly, how you and I met is because it was a safe place for me.
Right.
So because it was a safe place, it was a place that I just put my soul out there. I put the things that I truly am encountering, struggling with, victories, my day-to-day life, the places that are certainly not highlight reel at all.
You have so much going on in your life, and there's things I did not realize that was going on when I went on to a couple things this morning. And I'm like, you are going through all these things, helping others, but your husband, I read and listened to YouTube today, and I was like, I was moved. I did not realize your husband had been
Kidney failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he has kidney failure. He has chronic kidney disease. It is because he has an autoimmune disease called IgA nephropathy. The reason why it has been a really a knocking life circumstance. You know, it kind of came into our world in our 30s,
right.
Early 30s, but we didn't know it. We didn't know it at the time. He has a disease that you're born with, but it lays dormant in your body. It's called IgA nephropathy.
Oh, so he didn't even know.
No. You don't know you have it until something triggers it. And it's funny. It's that it typically occurs when it does occur. It's not a very common disease, but when it does occur, it typically occurs in white males in their 30s or 40s. So he fits the bill. He was in his 30s when it started to show itself, and something triggers it, like an infection, a fever, something triggers it. And once it's triggered, it just starts working against the kidney.
Oh,
it basically starts attacking the kidneys. You know, there's a school of thought that believes that all autoimmune diseases are the same. They just have a different response in different bodies, and that very well could be true. But whatever the case is, whatever the science that will hold to be the accurate science when all of this is more researched, what we do know is it attacks his kidneys. Solely and singularly, it attacks his kidneys. And at the time, it took us over a year to get a proper diagnosis. You know, we're just kind of living our lives. My husband's life is going downhill. He is experiencing all kinds of physical and mental and emotional responses to this, like you know, depression, lethargy, foggy brain, tinnitus, like
tinnitus,
where you hear the high
ringing that's tinnitus
sound.
that's the ringing in your ears constantly, 24/7.
He has that. He was the primary breadwinner until that time, and so then it was shifting. Oh my God, a need for us for me to now be employed. And I, coming off of being a stay-at-home mom, I tell you what, it is so hard to get a job after you've been
imagine.
A stay-at-home mom. And I can tell you this, one day I'm going to have an empire. I'm going to have a media empire where I am promoting and lifting the voice of the unheard, women, people of color,
right.
The disenfranchised around the world. I will do that.
Yes,
and I will tell you this. At that point, when I do that, I will be employing like nobody's business stay-at-home moms who are back into the
helping
business world. Because I can
people.
Tell you this. There ain't nobody who got their stuff more together than a stay-at-home mom. She has been organizing like a ninja.
Absolutely.
She has been
know.
Like killing it. But yet, when she tries to go back into the working world, they don't want to see the value in her skill set. I'm like, y'all need to see the value in this skill set. So this sister here, Shay, that you're talking to, she sees the value. And I will be employing the most talented.
God, I hope I'm one of them because I know what I went through. Because so I went and I ran a farm, 30 horses.
Ooh.
100 acres. I mean, I ran it. And
that's
it was 24/7. It was hard work. And I did it for
years. Work.
And, you
oh
know,
gosh.
I had a degree. I had college background, but my
yes.
father disappeared and I had to go back take care of the farm before, you know, and he passed away a few years after that. But I had this farm to take care of and I had to turn it into a business and I did. I made it a successful business, but there was a lot of things that happened and I don't have the farm anymore. But because I had all that experience, you know, I put 200 resumes out there. And I couldn't. No one wanted to hire me. No
Isn't
one.
Isn't that crazy? I'm like, do you know what
I have
Martha
all
has?
This background experience. I've got college background. I got work.
Oh.
I mean, I handled everything
God.
From
it's
psychology
insane.
To medical to handling horses to handling fine, handling everything A to Z. But not one company or business wanted me.
And you know what that teaches us? That teaches us that we are prescripted and how we are taught to see value. That we are precluded from seeing the value in a person like Martha, who has been executing at a level that, frankly, normal life does not allow you to execute.
Absolutely.
And here you have these skills, but we are so like in paradigm paralysis that we only know how to get value from this little bitty cup that we were told had value.
Right. You're right.
So then you have someone who's sitting with, I mean, eons worth of experience that you cannot learn in a book. And frankly, every life can't just give you. You have this experience. And no one sees the value. So that teaches me to do is that makes me go, pause, Shay. Where is the value around you that you are not seeing? Because it's there. It's there. Martha, you were there.
Yeah, it's there. And no one wants to see it. You know, you have it. You have so much to give and offer that people don't see it. They have to stop, read, and bring that person in. And get to know that person, realize what they've done. You think about all the people. I mean, I had this child. Well, she was 14 when she came to me at the time. But I had the farm for many years, and I saw her grow up. She had a very special case of autism. Mm. And she could not really talk and communicate right, but she could around the horses. But I took her and I molded her, taught her skills that she never had in her life. She learned how to drive a tractor. She learned how to drive a gator. She learned how to handle all those horses.
Look at that.
And she became a different person. And when I had to put my horse down, it changed her. And the teachers at school, and they said to the parents, like, she's changed. What happened? How has she developed into this person? And she's actually hugged me, which was, you just didn't do that. She came and hugged me. And the parents are like, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. You've changed her. You've helped her. She's now a person that can write a check. She knows how to tie her shoes. She can do this and that. She didn't do that when she came to the farm. The doctors were incredibly moved by what she accomplished. And that, you can't put a price on something like that.
And not only can you not put a price on that, you cannot, if you are only looking in a very prescribed framework, you cannot even see how that is possible. That is possible when you are outside of the boundaries of a very prescriptive plan. No one could just tell you, if you're not open, hey, you ever thought about just letting her be around a horse? You ever just thought about letting her have a sense of self-efficacy, seeing herself accomplish and do stuff on a farm? You ever thought about that?
Right. You know how many kids it's would amazing. Actually do well if they did something like that? The school that she was in, I mean, she wanted to learn a skill, but they didn't have it available at those schools because agriculture is something they don't look at. Horses and livestock, they just don't. But I was able to come in and let's do this program and allow her to do this. And it's something that she's got. She's going to have a skill set and she's going to change. And that's what we did.
Yeah,
she was allowed to come there half days as a work situation. And she learned so much incredible value over those years.
Yeah, yeah, just, that's awesome.
It was an amazing time of my life. And to not say, all right, you know, once I'm done with the farm, let's move on. I can, you know, I'll be able to go out and get a job somewhere to help other people, help skills, you know, people learn skill sets, things that you don't think you're going to need, but you do. And that's nobody wanted to bring me in. It's horrible.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I often refer to this in my life. People who are in my inner world hear me reference this all the time. It's like your Slumdog Millionaire moment. You're building these experiences and having these moments, and you have no idea why. They come into your life in these very ethereal and non-prescribed ways, and you will call upon them one day. You will need what it gives you. So that's another thing, too. It makes you pause and not poo-poo on your experiences. It makes you pause and not even poo-poo and having to go back to the farm and do this in absence of your father and try to save it because there was something that you needed to glean from that. And here's the thing, because I believe in the power of connectivity and humanity, there was something that I needed you to glean from that.
Right. Exactly.
So you could bring to me.
And that's right. I mean, we are helping each other in an odd way. And it's weird. And we are. We're helping each other. And,
sure we are.
And, you know, and it's all because of Myrna Vader. It's all because of Myrna. She started that group.
It's true. I would never have met you if it wasn't for the group.
It's amazing. Right. It really is. And to just know that what you do, I mean, I see you as a runner and you're motivating people out there. And that's what, you know, really moves me and pushes me to keep moving. I was a runner a long time ago. I was in marathons. I ran 100 plus miles a week. That's what I used to do. So I was into it, and I just loved it, and I just got so much out of it. But during those farm years, I couldn't do it because I was running around the clock 24/7.
Because that was your marathon.
Right, that was my marathon. I put a tracker on. This is before we had, you know, smartphones, and I had like a pedometer or something I would wear. Yeah. I think I walked like 10 miles a day on the farm. Every day. I was like, okay, I didn't need to run. I was just running around cleaning 30 stalls and walking 30 horses out to pastures and every day, twice a day, taking care of all the medical problems, taking care of the people. I mean, I could write a book just
What do you think that time taught you? No, I'm sure you could. Ugh. But here's the beautiful part about it. Those were probably some hard years, weren't they, Mom?
They were hard. Hard.
And what do you, when I just am listening to you, I know what I'm gleaning from your hard years that you lived. But what do you think that those hard years taught you? If there was one lesson that you can encapsulate and say, hey, you know what those years gave me? They gave me this.
They gave me love. It gave me, beautiful. You know what, even though it was so hard, I love my office in the morning at 6 a.m. looking out at the fields, looking at the sunrise, the sky. So my father taught me something long ago. He never did get to go to church, but he believed in the spirit and God.
Mm-hmm.
So he said one day, he goes, the ground are my pews. The sky is my chapel, and it's unlimited, and it keeps rising. And he said, he goes, this is my church every day. I believe in God and what he provides to me. He provides me the soil, the water, and to grow my food, and to provide me love.
I mean, that is remarkably beautiful and powerful. And that's the truth. I mean, to be honest, and I'm not someone who is overly, like, I'm not trying to act like I'm a biblical scholar. But I'm someone who's deeply spiritual and deeply connected to coming from somebody who is way bigger than me. And that reminds me of the scripture in Romans. I believe it's Romans 8. Mm-hmm. And it says essentially, man from the beginning of time knows that God is. If they just look to the sky and the trees and the birds of the earth, it's very simple. It's very simple. There, for me, it is holy that tree is growing. It is holy that these animals are living off of the earth.
Right.
And that somehow they get all the nutrients and I can eat that animal. I can be fed off of this animal can give its life for me. I mean, it's just remarkable.
Think about that. Plants, animals, everything is connected. That's why I went back. That's why I was like, all right, I'm going to stop education. I'm going to stop with my school. I had to stop early. I had like one class to go, but I stopped. And I went back to take care of the situation with my father being gone, taking care of this farm. Now what do we do with this? Oh, let me come up with a plan. And I did. I came up with a plan, and I turned it into a very highly productive horse farm that made a lot of people great memories and great experiences, and helping that child and just helping so many people. But that's why I said what I saw out of all those years, no matter how much pain and crying I did, and you know, there was sometimes there was anger, there was everything, all the emotions.
But if it I'd be like, you're a liar.
Yeah, but love came out of all of it because I gave love to the horses. I gave love to the people. I gave it all I had. And my mother was still there with me at the time. That's why I did it. I went back to let her stay at this farm for as long as she could, and I kept it running. It was a lot of love.
So not only did you, do you hear that? Not only did you give love, but it also puts you in a position to receive the love around you.
Yeah.
That's pretty beautiful. That's deep. Thank you, Martha.
Oh, you're welcome. I wasn't expecting that I was going to talk about that either. I was like, you brought that out of me, so you know.
No, it's beautiful.
That's something that a lot of the listeners that I have out there, people that are watching and listening, they don't know about that part of me. I've never really talked about it. You know, and one day somebody will have me on their show and talk to me about it. So maybe, you know.
Absolutely. I'll probably have you on mine.
So, yeah. Well, so speaking of yours, tell me about you have an Instagram live. You do a lot of interviews. You talk to a lot of people. Tell me about those.
So, you know what? Curating meaningful conversations has been something I've done my whole life, whether on camera or off camera. I am from the Bahamas. I was educated in boarding schools in the northeastern part of the United States and Europe.
You were in Europe too? Wow.
Yeah, I went to boarding school in Rome at Marymount.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm so thankful for the opportunities that my mother provided me. But why I'm saying all that is what all of that taught me was how connected we are as humans and also how vastly different our stories are, but yet at the same time, how so the same they are. And I love having impactful conversations, meaningful conversations where people are able to share their stories and they are felt seen and heard. And if there's a superpower that I hold, is that I make people feel seen and heard, and I cause others to see what I see and hear what
I
hear.
Exactly what you've done.
I let people see it as well. And then what it happens is that when you see and hear another person, guess who you see and hear? Yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
you
what you do.
You see yourself in it too. So then it creates a sense of connectivity. So now at the beginning, this all started with your initial question about the pandemic. So the pandemic starts. I've always had these conversations. I've always felt like I am supposed to have a talk show. I'm supposed to have a large platform where I curate these meaningful conversations that are transformative. They are transformative.
Yes, I've
seen
them.
The DMs that I get I tell you what. These are conversations that no one will ever know about, but I'm sharing some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I get thousands of DMs a week that I cannot respond to all. I cannot.
You get thousands
and I don't even
a
try.
Week?
I do. And I don't even try.
How do you manage to answer them? Do you answer some? I can't.
That's what I'm saying. I cannot answer all of these. I can't. I don't have the bandwidth. I have to really kind of pick and choose and be like, okay, I'm present for this.
Oh
5
my gosh,
minutes.
I'm so fortunate.
I just realized
like, oh my gosh, I'm so fortunate to have you because you don't.
No. And I was not even saying that for you to feel
wow.
like that's so
no,
fortunate.
I do.
I'm just
I
saying
do now.
Like, well, don't.
Wow.
But I can't. So then when I sit down and I have about 5 minutes, I go, well, what's here? And I'm like, oh my goodness. But what I'm seeing, and this is the thing that lifts me. What I am seeing is that these stories that I allow to be shared, these things that I ponder and I think out loud as I'm processing, they make people feel not alone on their path and in their world. And unbeknownst to me, that's my greatest compliment, is that I give words to the feelings and thoughts that people have had their whole lives but have never known how to express. Glory,
oh, that's so
glory,
beautiful.
Glory.
That is
what a
so...
beautiful thing. I am humbled. I am honored that my digging in and my ruthless process that is not pretty because the process of life is a messy, messy thing.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? The
it
mess
is
the beauty.
And messy. Yeah. Especially in 2020, we've seen everything fall apart and everything that
we sure
possibly
have.
Go wrong. Has.
Like Chinua Achebe's book, Things Fall Apart, man. And so what I did is at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, you know what? I want to have some conversations. You know, we're stuck in our homes, but I want to still connect. So I started reaching out to people, and it all started with Brother Richard Hendrick. He is a Franciscan monk out of Dublin, Ireland, and he wrote this poem that went viral at the beginning called Lockdown. And it is such a powerful poem.
I haven't ever seen it, I have to look for it.
Yeah,
now.
You gotta look for him, Brother Richard Hendrick.
I will.
That's Hendrick. No S, no X, just Hendrix.
Okay.
And I reached out to him. I read it, I believe, in Huffington Post. And I was moved to tears. And then I read it again, and I basically kind of loosely memorized it. And then I had to record myself saying the poem because I found it so moving. I wanted to move others. And then I reached out to him, and he's the one that made me even want to share how many DMs I get because he moved my heart. He responded to me. I just said,
You were so floored, so moved.
I was so floored that he responded. I reached out to him. I said, are you the brother Hendrick, Richard Hendrick, who wrote the poem Lockdown? If so, may we talk? And wow. Do you know that man responded right back to me? And he said,
Oh, wow.
Let's talk.
Wild
and I was like, why would you? And when I interviewed him, I said to him, and it was really one of the most powerful interviews. You do need to listen to it. It has nothing to do with me. This brother dropped it. He is mic dropping it through the entire interview. There are things that you will be crystallized for you, and you will walk away with active truths in your life that will make your life better. I am not even kidding you. I'm not overselling you.
Oh.
This man is a genius, and he is a spiritual ninja.
That's incredible to know. I can't wait to check him out.
He's beautiful. So it started with him and him saying yes to me. And what is so interesting to me is that as we're in it, it was so like magnificent. I felt like I was dancing on the wind and in this interview. So it was this wonderful back and forth. And at one point I said to him, I know you are inundated with messages because I know how it is when something goes viral. Mm-hmm. How in the world? Why did you say yes to me?
Yeah.
And you know what he said to me? And this
what
is what takeaway I want people. He said, I went through your feed and I saw what you were putting out into the world. And I said, I can connect with her. Yes, indeed.
I can connect with her.
So what I'm telling, the takeaway isn't that Shay is great. The takeaway is what you feel you are to do on this planet. Don't wait for anybody to give you permission. Do it.
Just do it.
Do it now. Yeah. Had I not been doing it, he would not have had it to reference.
Right.
Thus, he would not have had it to predicate his decision to say yes to me, seeing me as a safe place. So whatever you feel
That's
like you're
powerful.
Supposed to do and put your hands to, don't wait for anybody to give you permission.
Yeah.
Don't wait for anybody to ask.
Don't worry what other people
do
think.
It.
Just do it.
Give it.
Don't,
do it.
Yeah, right. Don't rely on what other people are saying and thinking. Just do what you feel because it's right. It's the right thing to do. It's positive.
Absolutely. But I mean, I really want to drive this point. It's not even, I don't care what other people think. What I'm telling you is don't wait for them to say, you know what I need Martha to give me? I need Martha to give me her hard-learned lessons she got from the farm. Don't wait for them to say that. They're never going to tell you that.
Right.
But when you give it to them, they will be so grateful that you did.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't wait for them to tell you to give it to them, and don't wait for them to give you permission to do it.
That's right.
So I just was doing Shay. I was putting out curated conversations, thoughts, and things that I felt compelled to put out that I thought added to the discussion, pushed the needle towards love. And this man, then, at the right time that I reach out to him, he's able to reference all the stuff. There's nothing I have put out. There's nothing from the time I came on Instagram that I have put out that is not trying to push the needle towards love. And that is evident.
Yeah.
So I didn't wait for anybody to ask it. Hey, Shay, we need your particular spin on how to push people towards love. Hey, Shay, can you give us this? Nobody asked me that.
Oh my gosh. And
nobody gave me permission to do it.
Oh, you are so strong. You're such a strong woman. My God, listen to you. This is so motivating for you. You're motivating me. I was crying before I even called you today.
Thank you. That's super sweet.
It's just incredible. Like you connected that, and that's what start. I mean, you have so much out there, so much material, and you listen to all your. I do. I look at your Instagram. I look at all your feed on the Fat Girls Running, and then I saw your YouTube. You're out there. You have a website.
Thank you.
It's all very
the Shay Show,
powerful.
And that's what I called it. And no one told me, hey, we need the Shay Show. I have been doing the Shay Show. And finally, I stood up within my own soul as the victor and judge and said, girl, you better do this. You better keep doing you. No one's asked you who you are. I don't need anybody to anoint my head and tell me I am the Shay Show. I am the Shay Show.
You are the Shay Show.
That's what I am. Mm-hmm. And I curate these conversations. And I'm about the business of doing that. And that's what I'm doing. And that's the gift of the pandemic. Because the moment Brother Hendrix said yes, then I reached out to Brian Andreas, who's a brilliant artist. I don't know if you're familiar with his work. He's the brilliant artist and writer. Yes. And Brian Andreas was like, yeah, let's talk, Shay.
He said yes.
Yeah. And I was like, for real?
Oh, you have these incredible people. I saw these. I mean, you even have one today. You're doing one later this afternoon.
I have two, actually. Yeah, I have two. I just haven't posted them yet. Like, when I get off of this call with you, I will push it out. But I have one with a young doctor. She's a black woman from, I don't want to mess up the African nation, but she's from the continent of Africa.
Okay.
She is recently come over to the United States of America in the last, say, 10 years. She's relatively young. She's maybe 30, and she is a doctor.
Wow.
And we're going to talk about her experience.
Ooh.
She's just come from having a pretty negative, racist, and biased environment where she was really unprotected and and really attacked much so. And she is so intelligent and so brilliant.
Her
name
is
Esther. So I'm going to interview her later on, and I'm also going to interview a brilliant woman who is originally from Hawaii, who, she is an author. She is a creative soul. She is an editor. She has this beautiful way of looking at life and helping you see it. And she is a recent both cancer and COVID survivor. We want to talk about the
two. Oh my gosh, she's cancer and a COVID survivor too.
Yeah, Lord God. Jeez. You're like, just when you think, and see, that's another thing. What I thought you were going to say, that's why I love asking questions and just sitting back and hearing what the answer is and not telling what the answer should be. When I asked you, what was the one thing that those farm years had given you? You said love. One of the things I thought it would have taught you, and I'm sure it did, was that how many hard things you can do. You can do hard things.
Oh, I realize. Yeah, I.
You can do hard things.
You can do things that you don't know what you can do. So
listen.
No, I lifted.
Listen, you can do hard
stuff. A truck axle.
Right.
I lifted things, you know, as I was cleaning up the farm. I had to clean the property up in order to even create the horse farm. So it was lifting things. Went through 30 rollout containers of just junk stuff. It was an incredible cleanup. And no, and the things I had to do is I had to change my own tractor tire. I didn't have anybody there. So I had a forks on the front of the tractor, and I had to take a tire off in order to get it fixed. So I put the forks down, raised the tractor up so I could get it propped up to take the tire off so I could take it to the shop to get it fixed. I mean, you would learn things like you never thought you were going to learn before.
That's right.
It was just an incredible time. You know, horses were getting injured all the time. You had to become a doctor till the vet was coming to help them. I mean, you are everything for the farm. You are A to Z.
I want you to emphasize this. This is part to the you can do hard things. You are worked to the bone.
Yes.
Where you are emotionally, physically, spiritually exhausted and spent, and you have no more. Mm-hmm. And what I know you know, because you are alive today, is even at that point when you can't go another mother effing step, you can go one more step.
You can still do it. No matter how hard you work and how tired you are and how much sleep you haven't had, you keep moving and
you
keep going.
You can still do it.
You still do
which
it.
Which is amazing. So here's the gift. Here's the gift of the hard stuff that is put on our plate. It teaches us that we can do more than we ever thought we could.
Absolutely.
It teaches us that we can withstand hardships that we thought would break us and kill us.
Yeah,
so the difficulty teaches us that we actually are pretty remarkable, every flippin' one of us.
Even
this is not
this,
singular.
This pandemic's teaching it. A lot of people
we're
like,
remarkable.
Have never done it. We're remarkable. We
we're
can
remarkable.
Bounce back. Because, you
we're,
know...
We're resilient.
We are. And I've been down on rock bottom and come back up and gone back down again and gone through this farm situation. And I've come back out and I've taught other people that this is this will pass, and we will keep going, and we will survive and get stronger. And we become a country that we can become stronger. We have to. In order to survive, we keep going. There is no other choice. If you give up,
so true.
If you give up, then you're allowing yourself to die and to give up. No, that is not an option. You just keep pushing, no matter how hard it is, and you will help others and teach others those values. And that's what you're doing out there, and I'm doing it with other people too. And it's
beyond us doing it, life is requiring it of you, and you are seeing whoever you are, whoever is listening to it, you are seeing yourself rise.
Yeah.
In the middle of something that is pushing heavy down on your head.
Yeah.
Despite the thumb on your head,
You're
seeing yourself rise. That is a gift.
Despite all these problems, despite losing a business, and there's people who lost their job, millions and millions of people.
Millions.
Like, what am I going to do? How can I help other people? Because I'm here at home. What am I going to do? I'm taking care of my dogs, which are really in bad shape. In the last 6 months, if I weren't here, they wouldn't be here today, because I'm here taking care of them. I'm here trying to get this podcast and take this to help other people, because I put it out there. I put it out there. I promo it. I advertise it. I put it into a YouTube, and then the YouTube goes out there for those people that can't get a streaming service and listen to it. It's helping people.
It is.
I had this one chef was on. He did remarkable. As soon as this was done, we put it out there, he sold out of all the food. He was helping the 215 Alliance, the People's Kitchen.
I love it.
He's helping feed people. And because of that, he was able to get all these meals made. His name is Eddie. It's a Bucks County chef, local chef.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he was so busy, before. He's a really good chef and well-known in the Philadelphia area. And now the pandemic hits, the restaurant business got hit hard. There is no work, but he teamed up with these people, the People's Kitchen, where they're helping to feed other people. He was able to sell out all these meals. That money that he sold goes to the People's Alliance to help those people, to feed them. And that's what it was all about. And
that's awesome.
Martha, you pushed it over the edge. He goes, I sold out of everything. I can't make any more. Because all that money, it's helped all these people. In 24 hours, he's like, how did you do that? I was like, it's the power of social media. And it's power of talk. Power of believing. Because I believe. Mm. I believe in everybody is got good in them. There are people that have bad in them, but there's so many people that are so positive and can help others. So we need to reach those
it's
people.
It's true. It's true.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's true.
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
This is incredible. And all because of the Fat Girl Running Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all because of that group that we all are connecting out here.
Yeah.
You got to keep on running and keep motivating out there, Shay. You just keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Well, thank you. I will.
And I'm going to put all your links are going to go in here. They're going to go on all the podcasts. They're going to go on the YouTube. There's going to be people connecting to you more.
Good. Yeah.
How much more you can handle. They'll be out there. I know they will. And stay in touch with me. Let's stay connected.
Absolutely.
I want you to have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Just keep the powerful motivation that you have to help others. You're going to be fantastic.
Because I'm helping myself.
Yeah, you incredible, powerful woman, Shay here.
Thank you.
Everybody,
thank you.
I hope that you do listen and listen to her words wisely.
Mm.
So take care of yourself and keep it going strong, okay?
Thank you so much, Martha.
Thank you so
much.
You
have a beautiful day.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
So everybody, I hope that you listened and was enjoying this conversation of Shay. Incredible mover, incredible speaker. She's helping so many people out there. She's helped me. I wasn't expecting for her to ask me some questions that she did, but it was good. It was good to talk about it and, you know, what I did learn out there and how I'm helping others, how she's helped me, how the Murnivator started that group and has connected so many people. Powerful woman, very powerful woman. All of them, all 16,500 people in that group are there supporting each other. So I want everyone to have a fantastic week and a wonderful, wonderful day. And be kind, be true, help those less fortunate, help as many as you can, because we only get one chance at this, and our life is not as long as you really think it is. So take care of each other. Love each other. I will talk to you soon, Bucks County. That's an over and out.
Wake up in the morning, glad my boots are on. Instead of emptying the whispering grasses down the 5-foot forest lawn, on the set the makeup girl brings me 2 raw eggs and a shot of gin. Then I give it all up for that little blue pill that promises to bring it all back to you again. Yeah, ride me down easy, ride me down easy, friend. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. Here in the canyons above sunset.